This time, you know, that we looked at these two foundations, the rock and the sand, in Matthew 7, 24 to 27. In the New American Standard Bible, it says it like this, two foundations. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it didn't fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Jesus' message here is unmistakable. If you hear what I'm saying, you will build foundations in your life that will withstand life's fiercest storms. We've come this far together. It would be such a shame if we fall at the last hurdle. Theology is one thing, the learning about what God's saying. But when the practical comes, some of us duck out, which is such a shame because this is where true character is built. Yes, it's painful and sometimes prolonged, and sometimes we get stuck in something we think will never change. But we need to remember that this chapter really isn't the whole book. It's just a chapter. It's a chapter in the book that makes up your life. So my question at this point to you is, what do you want the next chapter to contain? Don't be glib and say, just get me out of here, because you're learning nothing and not growing, if that's still your reaction. Take some time to think seriously about what you want your next chapter in him to look like. What of his nature would you want to see grow in you? His patience, perhaps, his forbearance, his love, his generosity, his peace, his gentleness, his long-suffering, his joy. Hey, wait a minute, we're reeling off the fruit of the Spirit here. There we are then, a practical, a lesson in what this is all about. Character, conduct and influence, the fruit of the Spirit within you. You just had a practical. He loves to make things real in our experience. And remember, he can't do through you what he hasn't been able to do in you.